Hi everyone, I'm Mark, and I'm going to tell you about a hike I did recently to a magnificent historic castle. We were trying to decide on a weekend activity. My sister is really into medieval architecture, so she suggested a few places, but it was actually my dad's deep interest in local history that ultimately made us choose this specific destination.
We drove down early on Saturday. I originally thought we would leave our vehicle at the main visitor centre, but it was surprisingly closed for repairs. Instead, we managed to park near a local farmhouse. From there, we immediately plunged into a remarkably dense woodland, where the sunlight barely broke through the thick canopy of the trees.
After pushing through the dense woods, the landscape suddenly opened up into a massive, sweeping valley. We followed a rather rough, winding path. I was fully expecting to encounter herds of wild cattle along the route, as the region is famous for them. But actually, we ended up sharing the trail with hundreds of sheep that were freely grazing across the hillsides.
It took us about an hour to finally reach our destination. Because of some rather gloomy pictures I'd seen on the internet, I had anticipated the building looking quite menacing. However, as the morning mist lifted, my overriding feeling was that the castle looked incredibly romantic, perched on top of the cliff.
Once we got our entrance tickets, we joined a guided tour. The guide explained that the very first fortification on the site had been made entirely of wood, though that had unfortunately rotted away centuries ago. He then directed our attention to the base of a stone tower, which was the oldest surviving remnant from the 12th century.
We were then allowed to climb up and walk along the defensive outer walls. You might assume that their sheer height is the most impressive feature, designed to intimidate invading armies. But for me, it was the sheer thickness of the walls that truly astonished me. You could easily drive a small car along the top of them.
Next, we ascended the steep spiral staircase of the tallest watchtower. I had my binoculars ready, desperately hoping to catch sight of the distant mountain peaks. Unfortunately, the clouds were too low for that, but we did get a brilliantly clear view of a ruined abbey located a few miles down the coast.
Heading inside the main keep, we explored several furnished rooms. My father was absolutely captivated by the weapons displayed in the great hall. I, on the other hand, was totally enchanted by the library. It had been meticulously restored to its former glory, complete with thousands of antique books and a huge carved fireplace.
Stepping back outside into the central courtyard, we noticed a crowd gathering. I had read on the website that they occasionally host archery competitions on weekends. Instead, we were treated to a spectacular falconry display. Watching those magnificent birds of prey swooping down right over our heads was definitely the highlight of the afternoon for me.
Before heading back down the trail, we decided to explore the formal grounds. We didn't have enough time to tackle the famous hedge maze, which looked like it could take hours to navigate. So we opted to spend a tranquil 20 minutes wandering through the beautifully maintained rose garden before finally making our way home. It was a perfect day out.